Beginning in Psalm 23, Congregation of the Lord Jesus, this is the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not know, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. And this charge I have received from my Father." Thus ends the reading of God's word. Let's pray. May you cause the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts to be pleasing and to be acceptable in all of your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer, Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. I am the Good Shepherd. We might ask, what makes one a good shepherd? Is it his tending of the flock? Is it his protection over his sheep? Is it his guiding them in all the right directions? I think the answer to all of these is obviously yes. But our Lord is making a much more profound claim than simply this. "I am the good shepherd" is a very loaded statement. The Lord Jesus has chosen two words and brought them together that carry much weight. "I am" and "shepherd." These words are grounded in a few key passages in the Old Testament, passages that reveal much about the character of Jesus. He is bringing out the fullest implications of these passages in this statement. And so in our text this morning, our Lord Jesus teaches us that he is the good shepherd because he is willing to die for his sheep. He is the good shepherd because he is willing to die for his sheep. To tease out the implications of our Lord's words, It's helpful to consider the Old Testament passages that are hovering in the background of this statement, which is why I read Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is one of the church's most favorite psalms. It is one of the psalms that has ministered the most to the church throughout her 2,000 years of existence. There, King David confesses something about the Lord and his relationship to him. It is one of shepherd to sheep, and the Lord is his shepherd. It's important to note that the Lord isn't merely a title, but it is also God's name. When we look at our Old Testaments, all we see is the Lord capitalized in all letters capped. But really, that's a translation of the word Yahweh. That word that the Hebrews would not speak, so they said Lord. This name is revealed to Moses. I am who I am. I am the Lord. I am Yahweh. And I am Yahweh means something. It means God's character. It is the highest reflection of his character. It means that I am merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. This is who David calls his shepherd in Psalm 23. The Lord, Yahweh, is my shepherd. The Lord provides everything that he should for his sheep. You see, David doesn't lack in anything. David has a table prepared for him. David's cup overflows, and David dwells in the Lord's house. So committed to providing for David's needs is the Lord that he is even willing to walk through the valley of death with him. David does confess that the Lord is beside him with still waters during peaceful times. But the Lord is not only with him in peace. The Lord also exposes himself to all the dangers that David must experience on a day-to-day basis. Notice, David doesn't fear any evil in the valley of the shadow of death because the Lord is with him. The Lord is with David in the wilderness, in the midst of his enemies, caring for him, even to the point of death. In a word, what David is confessing is that the Lord is willing to die for David. He is willing to walk the path of death with him, all the way to death itself. This is how the Lord demonstrates his goodness and mercy towards David. Goodness and mercy shall follow David all the days of his life, even unto death. This is the nature of the Lord's love for his sheep. The Lord isn't only a shepherd, but he is the good shepherd. He is willing to pass through death for his sheep, even for his own name's sake. In addition to Psalm 23, one we didn't read, but I think is important to recall, is Ezekiel 34. There the Lord speaks against Israel's shepherds, the shepherds who feed themselves without feeding the sheep, the shepherds who do not strengthen God's sheep, who do not heal them. They do not bring back those who have strayed. They do not seek after the lost. They rule over the sheep in harshness and in tyranny. If Psalm 23 depicted what the good shepherd looks like, Ezekiel 34 depicts the complete opposite. It depicts what a terrible shepherd looks like. The Ezekiel 34 shepherds are like thieves and robbers who steal, kill, neglect, and destroy the sheep. And because of this, the Lord promises that he himself will be the shepherd of his people. He will feed his people. He will seek after the lost. He will care for the sheep. He will protect them from the false shepherds, from the thieves and the robbers who come only to kill and destroy. And once again, he will do this for his own name's sake. I am the Lord, Yahweh. I have spoken, he declares after promising these things. Ezekiel 34, verse 24. Keeping Psalm 23 and Ezekiel 34 in mind helps us understand what Jesus is doing in John 10. In John 10, Jesus identifies himself to be the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the I am who I am. He identifies himself as the Lord, the good shepherd in the flesh. He calls himself, he identifies himself really to be the shepherd of David, the shepherd who walked with David through the valley of the shadow of death, the shepherd who prepared a table in the wilderness for him. And as the good shepherd, he is willing to walk through the valley of death with his sheep again. As the Lord, he is willing to expose himself to all the dangers his people undergo. This is what marks him out from the thieves and the robbers and the hired hand and the wolves that he speaks of, who only come to deceive, steal, kill, who will flee because they are simply hired hands and do not actually care for God's sheep. And so this is why Jesus adds that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. As the Lord of Israel, he will walk the way of death for his people. In order to protect his people from death, he will bear the death that they deserve. In order that his sheep might have abundant life, he will stand between them and death itself, hell itself, God's terrible wrath, in order to deliver his people from thieves and robbers and wolves, he will actually be handed over to them and completely devoured by them for his people's sake. Beloved, our good shepherd, the incarnate Lord of Israel, Jesus, has done this for us. To redeem us from death, Jesus himself walked through the valley of the cross. And there he shows us how he is the good shepherd. He takes upon himself all of our mistakes, all of our strayings away from God, all of our wanderings from his sheepfold, all of the scary things, indeed the scariest thing, the wrath of his Father for our sin. And he disarms and destroys all the works of the devil, the true thief, who comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And he lays down his life and dies for us. So we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So goodness and mercy shall truly follow us all the days of our lives. But the cross isn't the last word. Jesus lays down his life so that he might take it up again. And this charge he has from his Father, this permission he receives from his Father for his obedience. In his resurrection and ascension to his Father's side, the right hand, our Lord Jesus continues to be our good shepherd. He continues to minister to us, and he does this through his Holy Spirit. He speaks, and his sheep hear his voice. He continues to feed and nourish us. He continues to protect and defend us. He continues to provide for us. He continues to guide us through the valley of the shadow of death. As one who himself has walked through the valley of death, like you, he sympathizes with our weaknesses. He understands our pain and he understands our sufferings. And as he walked with David and as he comforted and guided him, he comforts and guides us as we walk through the valley of death, that is this world and this life. Friends, receive and be encouraged by the words of your good shepherd. You are his sheep. You are his flock. Sometimes life might be scary. Sometimes things might feel uncertain. Sometimes you might feel alone and without any hope. Sometimes you might feel like you're straying and lost altogether, wandering from the sheepfold. But Jesus, your good shepherd, is with you. He will not let anyone, or anything snatch you out of his hand. He is good and merciful. He has proven himself to you. He has laid down his life for you. And goodness and mercy are always yours. always yours in Jesus. And friends, your good shepherd also calls you to reflect his character. He calls you to lay down your rights in conflict. He calls you to lay down your lives for one another as he has first laid down his life for you. He calls you to protect and care for one another. He calls you to provide for one another when it is necessary. He calls you to bear with one another's burdens as you walk through the valley of death together. You are not alone. Not only is Jesus with you, but he gives you gifts of graces and blessings. You, for one another, treat each other with goodness and with mercy as the good shepherd has first treated you. And now, as the Lord's sheep, believe that Psalm 23 is yours to confess with David. Because Jesus, the incarnate Lord of Israel, is your shepherd, you will not lack in anything. He will continue to restore your soul. He will cause you to lie down in heavenly pasture. He will walk with you through the valley of death. He will be with you through your sufferings and your pain. He will be with you when you fall. He will be with you when you are bowed down, when you are exposed, when you are at your weakest. And he will prepare his table for you in the midst of your enemies. And goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And indeed, you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. May these words encourage you this week. May you know that you are not alone. May these words challenge you this week. May you reflect your Lord's character and lay down your lives for each other. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Amen. Let's pray.